It says, day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart. Watch this. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and this is the beautiful part, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. Listen, today we should be given a day-by-day praise. How many want to see lost souls come into this place and fill this place and see the kingdom grow? Not so that we can say, hey, look how many people attend our church. But so that we can say, look how the kingdom is growing because of our worship, because of our faithful witness. But they are adding to the numbers daily. And so it is with joy this morning that we have another point to stop and praise. Jason, I'm going to have you come up here and help me out here. I'm going to invite some special people to just, brother, first of all, you're already on my list. Don't you start with me today. You know what? I don't even want you up here next. You stand over, get closer to the piano. Matter of fact, give him a mic. You're gonna sing something. Okay, I'm sorry. Wait, where's Becky? Okay, this is a moment. Last night, if you had to be there, I'm sorry, but this man gets up during karaoke. First of all, you don't take karaoke seriously, but someone didn't get the memo, okay? Clearly he didn't. And Miss American Idol over here, but we're not. So he gets in this Bing Crosby / Elvis Presley. I'm dreaming. You're lucky I don't make you sing it for the whole congregation. They should have been at the party. But last night while he was singing, I kept looking over to the side. And I'm like, Becky's over there blushing. She knew this whole time. I'm sorry. But it's a great day because not only do we celebrate the work of our missionaries that we've sent out from this place, but we celebrate folks that have come to be a part and said, and some have even grown up in the church here. But now they're saying, I want to officially become a member. And I think Emily's in the Blessed Wobbler. I'm going to always. Emily, it's Morgan that's. Okay, they're getting her out of the Wobble Wibble. Okay. I'm not. The kids' room. The little kitties crawling around. Okay? The kingdom crawlers. The kingdom crawlers. Woo! Boom. Okay. But I'm going to invite some folks to join me. You can come right up here when I call your name. Brianna Austin. Bree, where is Bree? Come on, Bree. I was going to say you're the next contestant. Come on down, Bree. Kara Austin. Chloe Burwell. Kendall Burwell. Bill Cutsinger. Luann Kalaniska. Sheila Dawson. Oh, they're going to cut you here. You come right up, because it's going to be too many of you all to be on the stage. So this is a beautiful, except for Bria, you know, leave it to an Austin. Come on down there with your sister. Get on down there. She high-fives me during school, so she's still my best friend. Morgan Fountain. There she is. Carl Ingracia. I just wanted to say that. Did I roll my R right? I'm doing good. Rosemary and Gracia. Janice King. Lynn Mitchell. B. Quinn. My little nephew. This right here. This warmed my heart. Gabe Robinson. And I'm a Jean Robinson. Yes, I'm going to use your government name since you want to sing the. That's my mama, y'all. Stacy Stanek. And James Wizza. That's right. Come on, can we stand up and applaud these? This is our family. Now, I'm going to have you all have a seat. Oh, wait a second. There's one more family that I should. I'm not supposed to have favorites. I couldn't give this one to Jason. But would Karen, Kennedy, and Karis. But unfortunately, I would like you all to join me on stage. Come on. Come on. Come on, Nudie. This is the only time I'm going to ever get them on stage, so I had to milk this one. I'm probably going to get in trouble when I get home. Huh? Come on over here with me, love. So listen, you all new members, turn face me for just one moment. I wrote this down for you all to understand this, especially the younger ones. Church membership is not about a right to vote. It's not an invitation to exclusivity. Becoming a member of this church does not elevate your spiritual aptitude or suddenly make you a more mature Christian. Oh, I go to West Highland Baptist Church. That's not what this is about. But being a member of the body of Christ, of this body of Christ, is ultimately a death sentence. If you're new here, if you're visiting with us, you're like, wait a second, what does that mean? Let me explain what I mean. It's not that you're going to be here until you die, though that might be your call. That might be your lot. We celebrate the fact that we're not only a church that's almost 200 years old, but we have church that people have been worshiping here for now 5 generations. This could be where God says you're here until I call you home. But it doesn't necessarily mean that. But it means that in being here, you're going to be guided by the Spirit as you put things to death. Blessed are they that mourn. Because as a member of this body, you are making a commitment to be a faithful witness to the Lord, and that by bearing fruit. Jesus says in John 12 that unless grain falls to the floor and dies, it bears no fruit. So becoming a member is a death sentence. It is a commitment to giving yourself to the work of building the kingdom and bearing much fruit. So having committed your life to the Lord and your service to Him and building the kingdom of God through this body, we, the body of West Highland Baptist Church, are honored to mark this day as your official welcome as members of this church. One more time. Listen, I want you to join me as I pray over them. And right after I pray over them, we're going to actually take the seatbelts off and let you just get out of your seat and greet somebody this morning and hug on them, especially these, your new brothers and sisters, members of the body here, and tell them it was good to see them. And then we're going to dismiss our children and have our offering. Father, thank you. Thank you that this moment today, this moment of praise, we praise because this reminds us of what the church looked like in the book of Acts. Thank you, Lord, for helping us, for empowering us by your Spirit to model a biblical church. Now, Father, we pray for these new members that they don't come in and just get comfortable sitting around. May you open their eyes, their hearts, and their minds to where you call them to put their hand to the plow here in this body and in your kingdom. Father, we pray that you use them to build not West Highland Baptist Church, but the kingdom of God. Empower them by your Spirit to be faithful witnesses. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Why don't you step out your seat and greet someone this morning. Tell them it's good to see them in this holiday season. Right, ladies and gentlemen, if you can go ahead and make your way back to your seat, the praise continues this morning. At this time, we're going to go ahead and invite our children to be dismissed to go down to junior church. If you have small children, As our children are being dismissed and you're making your way to your seat, I'm going to invite our ushers to come this morning as we get ready to receive the Lord's tithe and our offering. And church, as we do this, as we get ready for tithes and offering, I always want to make sure to say thank you. If you're visiting with us today, you'll find if you're in a place looking for a place to worship, you'll find that this church is a family. You'll find that this church is faithful, and this church is generous. It is because of the generosity and the faithfulness of this church that we were able to do things like our Christmas party last night, where some, they may not have been able to come, but we were able to sponsor some tickets for that last night, to be able to bless on our missionaries. And these were just our home missionaries. There are many more that we support, both local and abroad. So that's because of your faithfulness. And especially in this holiday season, we're getting, you know, more calls of needs that our deacons are having to step into and meet needs. And so thank you, church. Thank you because you keep us faithful. You keep West Highland Baptist Church a beacon of light in our community to say that this is what the kingdom of God does. Amen. Amen. Let's pray for this morning's tithe and offering. Father, we thank you for your generosity to us. Lord, indeed, this holiday praise is with merit, Lord, because you are deserving of praise. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to us, that we're able to respond in kind, to be faithful in honoring you with your tithe, but then going above and beyond that, Lord, in our offering, that sacrificial gift that we're giving and saying, Lord, do something for your kingdom. So, Father, thank you for the faithfulness of your people here. Would you bless this offering in Jesus' name? Amen. Amen. Just a few announcements as they're doing that. First, this is a special announcement. This is not going to come on the screen, but this is from Mike and Robin Fountain. If you have not signed up for the, I want to call it Praise on the Great, no, I just want, I'm, Faith Night on the Ice. I got to talk to the Red Wings. We could do something with the words. Faith Night on the Ice coming up in January. I've heard quite a few have signed up. So listen, enough have signed up that the Fountains came and said, Pastor, we really want to make this even a lot more fun. So we actually got a charter bus, so you don't have to worry about parking and stuff like that. So some of you, yes. So those who are already registered, they're clapping like, yes, I don't have to park. But now some like, wait a second, I might want to go. So I just really want to go for the bus. I just to have fun on the bus. So today is the last day. So if you want to go to Faith Night on the Ice, make sure you see Mike and Robin Fountain. That's got to be taken care of today so that they can lock those in. So that's the special announcement. Another announcement is this. First of all, I want to thank again for The elders and spouses and children came together and decorated the sanctuary. But also, how many love that foyer out there? So, listen, Steve Kaufman said he is available to decorate. He made those trees, ladies and gentlemen. I think Dennis and him helped with the fireplace. I mean, and the mantle. That mantle. Folks, how many like our little living room out there? So, thank you to all those that helped make this place look festive. But I want to remind you, after service today, get your camera phones out. Get over there and move those chairs. Listen, make that your little family photo. It's like, remember we used to go to Walmart and there's that little booth right out there? That's what that is now. So make sure you go take a family photo, put it online, and tell folks what church you go to. Come on, bring people into the church. So make sure you do that. This Wednesday we have Disruptions Bible Study. We have Awana. We have great things going on with the youth. Next Sunday, holiday. Say holidays on Hickory Ridge. How many think that's a catchy little name? It's kind of fun, isn't it? Holidays on Hickory Ridge continues with special guest West Highland Christian Academy next Sunday. It's going to be a Christmas performance up here as they give us the reason for the season. Listen, come and get your seat, folks, because it's going to be a packed house Sunday. Can I just talk to my church for a second? One of the things that I'd really want to see is us begin to love on and embrace families that attend the academy here. There's some that attend that academy that they were plugged into a church, and for whatever reasons, a disruption came, and they broke fellowship. There's some that were just there and they just didn't have a church. They just wanted to put their kids in a good private school. And so day after day, they hear the gospel there. Their kids do. But what about mom and dad? And so their kids, they're going to be kids standing on this stage next week, next Sunday, that are going to sing, that are going to perform. And their moms and dads are going to be sitting on there. What a great opportunity for you and I to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Church, can you promise me, can you commit to coming next Sunday and just loving on families like never before? Come on, how many can commit to doing that? I want to see your hand high. And if you don't see somebody raising their hand next to you, turn and give them the stare. Give them that stare. Say, and tell, put their, let's come next week and love on our academy families. Make room for them. We're going to have a little reception for them afterwards. So that's going to be a great time. Our Christmas Eve service at 5 p.m., you don't want to miss that. It's going to be a short, less than an hour time together. It's going to be a great time. You don't want to miss it. December 29th, it's not going to come on the screen, but the last Sunday of this month is our fifth Sunday fellowship. It is going to be an epic time. The service is going to be epic, and the after service is going to be epic. You just don't want to miss that, trust me. Two important announcements I want to spend a little bit of time on. The first one is this. You've seen a slide up here maybe last week, but starting in January, we are introducing something brand new on Wednesday nights called The Journey. And instead of just one Bible study to come to, you're going to have three options of what track you want to take on Wednesday nights. They're going to run just for 8 weeks and then we'll pause. Well, 8 weeks and we'll pause because we're going to be very strategic about this. We have three tracks, and you're going to hear more about this in the weeks to come. But there's going to be one track on leadership. For those of you that might be in here and you feel like God is calling me to, whether it be a leader in the church or leader in different areas, hey, I want to lead a Bible study at work, whatever those things, it's going to be a time for you to learn and get empowered and equipped for that. Then there's going to be one on discipleship. I just need to grow in my faith. I need to understand who God has called me to be, what he's called me to do. There's going to be a track for that. And then there's just going to be one for a relationship that just says, hey, I just want to get together and hang out with people and just read through the word together. And how many are coming on Wednesday nights and then just enjoying the fellowship that takes place there on Wednesday nights? I mean, it has blessed my heart to see what's taking place there. So just want to make sure that we're going to have more information coming up in the next couple weeks, but you want to mark your calendars and be ready for the journey taking place. And then this last announcement is just our prayer. I've made an announcement about this last week, but these three words, my house, our church, his kingdom. 25 weeks of prayer in 2025. Starting January the 12th, we're going to meet here at 6 p.m. Listen, this is not Pastor Aaron preaching. This is not anyone teaching. There's no devotional being shared. There's no worship service. We are coming. We walk in the sanctuary into a place of prayer. I have walked and I've been over the last 90 days of being a pastor. Can you believe it's only been just over 90 days? I feel like I've known you all for at least a year. I mean, at minimum. But it feels like we've been here forever. But it's just in these 90 days, there's so many things that we've had to walk our church families through, so many things that we've had to walk the academy through. And listen, for this time of prayer, I made this announcement on Friday night at our academy Christmas party. I said it to the families of the academy. I want to invite them to come and pray too, because they're part of West Highland Ministries. Their children are there. And this, listen, you have sat in this seat and we've prayed about things. We need to pray about some relationships in our households, relationships between the ministry and the academy, that we would see a unified ministry going forth and building the kingdom. And this is not going to come by a lot of cool sermons. It's not going to come by a few more Bible studies. It's not going to come by more fellowship, more food. It's going to come by prayer. And some of those times during that 25 weeks, there's going to be some that's going to be a time of prayer and fasting, that we're going to ask the Spirit of God to come and wreck his church so that he can build his kingdom. Amen? Amen. Listen, the praise continues, but before I go into just what the Lord has put on my heart to share, I'm not sharing for long this morning. Very simple word, but before I do, when we were thinking about the party, I just thought of what great way to just have fun together. And I caught up a childhood friend that we marched together in the marching band for Pontiac Central High School. He's just a powerful musician. God uses him in so many ways. And I called him up and I said, Will, I've just been installed as a new pastor at a church. And man, I have this idea called Holidays on Hickory Ridge. And we're doing this. They already have a Christmas party. They're going to do that. And he said, I'll come and play. And last night, you all were clapping and stuff when you all enjoyed it a little bit. So we said, hey, Will, would you come back and bless us tomorrow? And he said, well, all right then. So ladies and gentlemen, can you give a warm West Highland applause for William Cyprian?
He's done so much just, you know, living life, but growing and becoming a true man of God, family man. And, you know, I've played for several churches. I've been minister of music here and there and whatnot. But one thing that you learn over time is the spirit of a person or the spirit of a church. And when you figure that out, when you do realize what the spirit of the church or the spirit of the man or the spirit of the shepherd of that place, that's when you can connect better, not only with your ministry, but also with God. There have been many leaders who have been going whichever way they want to go. But when you find a leader who is going the way that God wants him to go, you have to support them because they're not going to guide you wrong. And as his ministry, you hold him accountable as well. This man here, yes, we marched in Pontiac Central High School, high stepping and all that. I ain't doing all that. Knees ain't letting that happen today. But he's a great guy. He's a great man, great family man. And I appreciate you letting me come and bless the people. Now, I'm going to do three songs, get out your way. I'm going to need to borrow the keyboard player. What's your name? I'm sorry. I'm going to need to borrow you on the last song. So you can hang out for a second, because you've been standing the whole time. I know how that goes.
Oh,
I'm going to, first of all, Will, thank you. Thank you for not just the carols, but the worship in it. The worship in it. Thank you for that, man of God. This is not going to, I'm not going to take long. This is going to just be a few minutes. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and invite the worship team just to go ahead and come close. This is, so you know I'm serious when I invite the whole worship team. See, you thought I was lying with just Lisa here, but if I invite the whole worship team up, then maybe, just maybe. We've been in Acts. We've been in Acts, and I want to bring us back there because there's a significant part of this that I believe that it's very intentional what Luke does, and we have to understand the power of it. We celebrated the Lord adding to their number, but look at this part. They were praising God and having favor with all of the people. This story, this part of the history of the church is significant if it didn't add that they were praising God. But this is very significant, and I've been, you know how I am with the titles and stuff, so I've been sitting on this thing for weeks saying, okay, like, Lord, what are you saying for this Sunday? And then I was thinking, okay, so we're doing a holiday party, and then a holiday party. And I'm just thinking it's you know, just trying to have fun with words. But this idea of a holiday praise, I was sitting on it, and every day I would wake up, and I'm early in the morning, I'm in the gym, and as I just keep thinking over this part right here. They were praising God, praising God, praising God. In church, I'm going to tell you that we are going to move more and more into this place of, and I don't say this for fanaticism, expressed praise. When you read through the scriptures, you'll hear over and over, make a joyful noise and all this stuff, that there's something about an expressed praise. This is not to come against your personality. Well, I'm a quiet person. It's okay. Well, I don't move around a lot like that. That's okay. You're probably, there's no probably to it. Okay, Lord, please don't call me on this one. But you're not going to see me like jumping around and dancing around and stuff. And I'm not making fun of that. Listen, you know, I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and I know that there's some times that the Spirit of God just came upon a person and David danced. But I'm not talking about this show. I'm talking about where we literally lift up our voices and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That when it's time to go ahead and clap our hands and sing praises to God, that we would do this together. And so when Luke puts this here in the book of Acts, my mind is drawn to, why is this so significant? If every word in Scripture is significant for us, why is it significant that we learn in the early church that after the Spirit fell upon them, they weren't just listening better to the word of God preached. They weren't just fellowshipping together better. They weren't just breaking bread together better. They weren't just responding to felt needs, but one of the effects of the Spirit of God in the place. You want to see a church where the Spirit of God is? Show me a church that praises. If the church is void of praise, I'm going to tell you something, church. The church is void of the Spirit. I need you to hear that. That's why we're kicking off this thing with a praise on Hickory Ridge, because here's the thing that I began to dwell on all week long, and I couldn't let it go. This significant fact. Well, actually, let me take you back to a favorite song of mine. Fred Hammond, one of my favorite singers, he has this song called When You Praise, and this is how the song starts. When you praise, there should be a fire in your heart. Hands upraised when you praise. Consuming every part because you know that the God we serve will make his presence known when you praise. Church, you've sang, but have you praised yet? You listen, I don't care if you've been in the sanctuary for 5, 10, 20, you could have been in this thing for 6 decades. You know the hymn book back and forth, but have you praised yet? Pastor, how do I know? I mean, I sing the song. I mean, I was even, just because you're loud doesn't mean you're praising. Church, can I just take 5 minutes and show you how to praise? Would you mind if I just took 5 minutes and just tell? Here's the deal. Understand this. Praise acts. Praise acts. Praise is an instrument, it is a tool, but hear me close. See, some of our older generation thinks that if it's a hymn, it's praise, and that's not altogether true. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and really have lamented about how many hymns we don't sing. I don't say this in disrespect, and we'll get there when we get to our anthem series in 2025. But all a hymn is an anthem of a generation. You may know hymns, but do you know praise? But let me talk to our younger generation that's like, yeah, finally, somebody's sticking up. No, I'm not sticking up for you. Because we've weaponized praise now. Show me in scripture where it says that praise is the waters that my enemy drown in. Praise is the thing that made Jericho's wall. No, praise didn't make Jericho's wall come down. Obedience did. And faith in God and Yahweh did. Nevertheless, praise acts. It acts. Well, how does praise act? Well, first of all, praise is a private act of wishness. We were driving, I'm talking to Karen, like, okay, so babe, I'm talking about this, and she's like, what did you just say? Wishness. In your own time, read Psalm 42 and 43 together. But you're going to hear this refrain over and over. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. That when we praise, we're actually saying, God, I may not be there yet, but you're already there. That when we open up our mouths, and listen, whatever situation you're going through right now, this may not be the most wonderful time of the year, but I promise you, that when we open up our mouths and we lift our hands and we praise, there is this privateness the congregation may not know. Psalm 73 says, surely the Lord is good to Israel, to those whose heart is pure. But as for me, I came close to slipping. Because privately, some of us have our divine wish list that we won't share with Santa. Come on. We're not going to come to our small group, to our Sunday school. We will be transparent to a degree, but God knows the private wishes that are going. Lord, would you just, but praise, will you praise? Will you praise him like he's already there? Will you praise him like he's able to step into that? Praise is an act of wishness. Is your hope placed in God? It's not just a private act of wishness. Listen to this. It's a public act of witness. That when you show me a church that gets loud, I'm going to tell you something, and Will, you probably noticed when you heard it. When you were playing How Great Thou Art, and you begin to hear the congregation join in, you know that this is a congregation that knows how to praise. Because no matter what we're all going through, that all of us are in here, the diversity is, there's a diverse group of wishes in this place. But something happens when we praise that diversity comes to harmony, that we're all lifting up our hands and say, Lord, I'm not where she is, I'm not where he is, but you are where you are, God, and that's everywhere. That there's a praise about us. And how beautiful it is. Listen, I wish I had brought my physical Bible from my office. I figured I may not have time to read this thing through, but if you would, even if you tune me out for a second and read Psalm 148. You want to talk about witness? When John steps into heaven and he gets this view of these four creatures that gather around the throne, and they're saying, holy, holy, holy. And then they reach back to the elders like, y'all got to get in on this. And then the camera zooms back, and then the elders are with the creatures, holy, holy, holy. And they're like, this ain't enough. Creation, come in. And all of creation joins in saying, holy, holy, holy. When you open up your mouth in praise, you're not alone. It is an act of witness. That when the stranger comes in there that does not know God, when they step into a congregation, when they are at the bitter end of everything, and they hear you raise your hands and your voice and say, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee how great thou art. Oh, church, it's an act of witness. I'm with you. I don't know your situation, but I'm with you. It's a private act of witness. Lord, I need you to step into this. It's a public act of witness. It's a harmony in our diversity. Oh, but the purity. It is a powerful act of witness. It is a powerful act of witness. I will extol you, oh my God and King, and I will bless you. Your name, I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly, greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation will praise your works to another and should declare your mighty acts. You show me a church that praises, and I'll show you a church that will be around for generations to tell the story. We don't celebrate a 200-year-old church without praise. We don't celebrate multi-generations, generation after generation, worshiping together without praise. Church, this morning I can read through you a birth narrative of Jesus, but you've heard that story. I could tell you about the three wise men searching and following the star, but you've heard that story. I can tell you about Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, but you know that promise. My question to you, do you know how to praise? Does your praise reflect the inner desires of an all-knowing, all-powerful God to step into your situation? It is difficult, gravely difficult sometimes to lift up your hands when your hands feel burdened down. It is hard to lift up your heart when your heart is broken. How many have ever tried to praise with a broken heart? How many have ever tried to work? But let me ask you this. How many have ever broken through with a broken heart? Come on. How many have had that point where you know you can't get the words out? It's not going to work right now. I want to sing with you, but I just, and some, have you ever been in a place where everybody else is singing and all you got is, come on, has anybody ever been there? And what happens afterwards though? He will take your spirit of heaviness and exchange it for a garment of praise. My prayer for you as we walk through this holiday season on Hickory Ridge is that you walk into this season with a spirit of praise that says, Lord, here's my wish list. Lord, here's my wish list. Now, Lord, make me a witness. Come on, would you stand to your feet with me this morning? We are going to end this church today in a place of praise. And church, as the worship team closes us out, I'm going to invite you to open up your mouth, to lift your voice, clap your hands if you know how to clap on beat. And even if you don't, just go ahead and clap anyways. That we are going to praise our way out of this place today. And don't forget, as you leave this place, hug on our new members, love on our missionaries. Make sure you stop at their tables to see their products. I love you. Come back next week. We're going to love on our Academy families and be worshipers together with our Academy families. Amen? Amen.
Go in peace.